This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I don't know. It's just such a... I don't know what to do. We, like, this huge fight this morning with Carrie and Moss. She has been saying that I have been doing too many experiments with the ice machine.
Oh, please. That's what it's there for.
Making it different colors.
Yeah, different shapes, different flavors.
Yes, and like the steamy kind. You know that steamy ice?
Do I know steamy ice? Who are you talking to?
I know. Hayes? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just so shaken up. Because she's yelling at me about my experiments, which some of them have even worked. And I didn't see her complaining when she had like funny blue ice in her root beer.
No, I didn't
see it. It wasn't very easy to see in the root beer. But
no, yeah.
Maybe she should be having a more healthy
drink. The
wrong
drink, yeah. Yes. Maybe a Sprite or something healthy.
I've been trying to get her to not drink so much root beer by having funny colored ice inside.
Right.
So she'll maybe drink a nice Sprite.
There's
and
a
she
reward
can
system
see the ice
for having a Sprite remix.
And maybe I can have some root beer every once in a while. So she's yelling at me about, you know. She's like, what do you even try to do? I say, I'm trying to figure out a way to defrost that pussy of yours. Which, and she's like.
She must have had a positive reaction to that.
No, she was like, why? What do you mean? You're like, why would working with ice, it's like the opposite of what you mean if you're trying to defrost something.
But
that would be like for the microwave.
But regardless of the method, that's a really positive thing you're talking about doing for someone. So just having an understanding of ice would probably give you an understanding of like a frozen pussy. So it's like, to me, I would think just the thought behind it, more so than what you were doing with ice, would have her pretty flattered and pretty excited.
No, she destroyed me.
Oh, Hayes.
She beat me up so bad.
Oh, Hayes.
And she nursed me back to health and she beat me up again.
I see that you're missing one of your shoes.
Yes.
And it's somewhere else.
Yeah, she flipped me upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Shook the change out of your pockets.
Yes. And she had her associate waiting down there to gather my change.
No. Johnny Roomba.
Yeah. And then a bird that was on the roof sort of took my shoe.
For people who don't know, Carrie Ann Moss has an assistant named Johnny Roomba who's like a small guy who ride yeah. around on a little Roomba. He's a thing.
No, he's not.
On, or something.
No, he's not on a Roomba. He just moves that way.
Oh, I see.
It looks like he's on a Roomba, but that's just.
But
the
he's
way
always he, sucking up things on the floor.
Sure.
Like if your change falls out.
Yes. But that's just the way he sort of naturally moves around.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know if he's a human being or some sort of animal, but he's definitely not friendly.
So that, I don't know. If I am weird today, it's just like
I don't think you're weird. I don't think you're weird.
Well, just like moving forward today, if I become weird, it's
okay.
Coming from that.
Well, keep that in mind.
Place.
Well, we wanted to talk about something cool, and
that would be great for me. Honestly.
Oh, actually, first, welcome to Hollywood Hamburg. Yep. Is entire guy kicking Ben Drumney in the
thank you.
Back hallways industry we call showbiz.
I would love for you to do
and
it.
So
today. That's great.
Yeah, and so that's our show, and we're here. You're here with us, listening. Oh, maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're in bed with your wife and her best friend.
And they don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a huge bed with dividers. So we always encourage that. Well, I wanted to talk about is something cool, and I hope Hayes doesn't feel too weird to talk about this, but it's something called the Earth.
Yes. That is so great to talk about for me today, because thinking about different ways to do activities and to relax, but also to be doing something creative and productive safe. And to be safe and not be scared.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about using the Earth in an interesting way, not stepping on it.
No, and the Earth's not just for standing on it, holds you up, and that's all it can do.
Yeah.
The Earth, if you treat it right, will cook your dinner.
Yes. And it takes a long time.
We're talking, of course, of herb gardens. And yes. I guess you probably knew.
Yes.
Hayes and I are obsessed and clinically insane for herb gardens, and you could lock us in an institution, but then you wouldn't get any of these tasty herbs.
Yes.
Because we have green thumbs and a red hot passion.
And you guys probably say, what, do you guys only do one herb? Actually, we do a whole bunch of different herbs.
No, we do four herbs. So to me, people who do one herb are a joke.
Yeah.
Because we've actually found out about four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's dill. So if you
And if
just,
you think you're going to get the other herbs out of us that easy.
Please. Please. We're not amateurs. We've been doing this for a while. And what we wanted to do in the interest of trying to help some of you guys maybe make the planet cook you dinner instead of just having it be this place where you stomp around.
Yes.
Like an ogre.
We could teach you how to make plants.
Yeah, we'll help you make plants. So find water.
Mm-hmm. It's in the sink.
You got a sink full of this stuff. You might have to sort of jimmy it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I know we did. But once you get it going, as long as you don't touch anything, it'll keep giving you water.
Yes.
So we have... You know, not since we first got it on, we haven't had that problem again.
The other step is to buy some dirt.
You're going to need it, and you're going to need more than a flat plate's worth.
Yes.
If you're starting out with dirt on a paper plate, what you're going to find out pretty quickly is this is not enough dirt.
Where to get – they have to get the dirt first.
Yeah.
It's outside the store.
Mm-hmm.
You go into almost any store.
Yeah.
And there's all the stuff on the shelves for you to buy.
The Shack, Radio Shack.
Yes. It's outside the Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pick some of it up and you take that inside and you say, how much is this? And you put it on the...
Let's talk about another stumbling block we had.
Mm-hmm.
Is all dirt the dirt we're talking about? No, because if you go to the Radio Shack at Venice Beach, some of the sand dirt...
It's yellow.
It's too yellow. And the plants... hate it.
I hate the yellow dirt.
They're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So you need more than a plate's worth, and it has to be probably the kind of dirt we're picturing is darker.
Yes. Which is more expensive, unfortunately.
Mm.
Then you moosh it up, and then...
smish it around, scoop it, squash it, slam it, flip it.
Get messy.
Spin it. Put it in the, would we want to put it in a cup or something?
Put the dirt in a cup.
Yes.
Yes, which is like a deep plate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I take so much for granted. A cup is like if you took a plate and curved it, I almost said around a cup, curved it in a shape so it could hold more dirt.
So... now it's time to find the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You bought them, and they're so small and so easy to lose.
Yes, and one of the mistakes I had was we were so excited to get home with the seeds that we did have a party where we were sort of making it rain.
Yes. We did play with the seeds.
And we did need to get more. And if you are like us and the store's closed by the time you go to get the new seeds, you can't steal them from a bird. The birds are not going to want you to have their seeds.
This might explain the shoe situation.
Mm-hmm. That why he took the shoe. I didn't want to say, but it had to be the same guy, huh?
That we took out of his bird feeder.
Mm-hmm. You can get them from a bird. They're going to have them. And if you, you know, if you see a bird and he's not near seeds, just follow him around a little bit. He's heading for them. These guys.
Don't let him see you.
They're fiends for it. Oh, yeah, because he's going to try to take you on a whole crazy.
Be reading a news.
That's why a goose chase.
Be reading a newspaper.
That's why it's called goose chase.
Yes, it should be.
Because if the goose sees you, then he'll send you on wild goose chase.
Yeah, it should be secret goose follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to sneak up
and
on
and don't do a goose.
Too big of bird and
they don't eat that. The seed that they're eating is bread.
Yeah, it's rye bread. So anyway, when you've caught the seeds from the bird and then hopefully you can get away with both shoes, then you're going to need to just cool out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let the heat blow over. Don't call anybody. It's good to have a safe house.
Yeah.
Hayes and I have a well up in the woods. And we get down in that mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's empty. It's like dried out. And the acoustics are sick.
Mm-hmm. But be quiet.
You have to be quiet, unfortunately. So we'll sort of quietly sing some of the songs that we like in the bottom of the well. Until we feel like the bird has forgotten our faces.
Mm-hmm. Then it's time to go where the sun can hit the smooshed up seeds, dirt, water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've combined all your elements and now you invite the sun.
If your house is underground, like your house is.
Yeah, well, it's a basement condominium, and yes, it's...
And the sun only, you know, there's... A window sort of peeking out,
very slim window.
Above the ground, and the sun like slips through it about 90 seconds a day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in that situation? Make
you
your own
make
sun.
The most of that 90 seconds.
You don't have a TV.
Mm-hmm. So maybe where a TV would normally go is you create a false sun, and that, in my estimation, is a heat lamp. Now,
which can just be all lamps are heat
lamps if you leave them on for long
enough.
That's
what they don't tell you.
Yeah. So you turn a lamp upside down. We've got like a sort of suspension system hanging this
lamp. It's a ceiling fan.
And the whatever you want to call it. I don't want to get too technical.
It's hanging from a ceiling
fan. And the bulb is in the dirt on hot, sort of mushing around the dirt, spinning.
And it sort of simulates the way the sun move around in the sky.
The planet, yeah. So that is why we have such good herbs, four of them. And for somebody who is gourmand and wants to taste only the finest delicacies, you can have the planet do this for you if you do these five simple steps. How many did we do?
It's different every time. Honestly, it is very different every time.
Hey, if you want to count steps, go get a Fitbit. We're not about the number of steps. We're about the simplicity of the instruction and the accuracy and how good it works.
And we have a guest coming up on Hollywood Handbook.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm... making Valentines for everyone in my neighborhood. Distributing them in the mailboxes. I get to Ashley Simpson house.
Mm-hmm.
Drop off the Valentine. Her dad comes out.
Uh-oh.
And is like, what are you? What's this?
This is Joe?
Yes. Joe, you know, has, I think, been waiting for me.
Right.
And so he comes out and is like, what is this? What are you doing? What is this? Because at the time she was a baby. She was like, yeah, a baby. She had just been born.
Uh-huh.
And this had been an ongoing thing with me, like, giving her presents and stuff.
Right, which is, like, one of the nicest thing a neighbor could do.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone's getting a you know, like, these are for everyone in the neighborhood. And he's like, it's not Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah, because I forgot to do it on Valentine's Day. And he was like, well, they're not for everyone because you can get one for me.
Oh, okay, right. Joe, come on.
So that, like, that's how I know it is. Hairs. That's how I know it is coming from a place of jealousy.
And if it's for your kid, it is for you. I mean, that's yes. a part of you, Joe. I never see him without him seeing me first, by the way. Do you know what I mean?
I
like
know
you said,
exactly
you felt like he was waiting for you.
What you mean. Yes. It's never, yes. It's always him, like, oh, you know, like, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, when I say it's for everyone in the neighborhood, it's for the girls.
Yeah, obviously.
It's not for the guys. That's for gay guys to do.
Which, great.
It's awesome.
I hope they do it. I love that.
I think
they should. But I'm just saying,
it's
like,
the best.
But for you to do that, like, now you're on their corner. And they'd be justifiably pissed.
That's their stuff.
To, like,
giving,
rough you up.
Giving a boy Valentine's is their thing.
Yeah. And for girls who aren't.
It does work the same way for girls.
Uh-huh.
And so the way we resolved it is we never really did. I just kept giving the baby presents
mm-hmm.
for every holiday.
What up, what up?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We've done a lot of different things on the show with movies and music and TV and books, and this is one of the books ones. It's
yeah, so great intro, and what up, what up? And we've done so much with music, movies, TV. We've talked about books.
Yeah.
And this one will be more on the books.
And we
yeah
want a great guest to do it with.
And a big, huge guest, and a funny guest, and a smart guest, nice guest.
And a nice friend.
Who's a nice friend, who's one of our friends who we like.
Yes.
Who we think is good. Who's talented and
cool.
Great. And outside of all that,
yeah,
just is a good guy.
Yes.
And so, and that's John Daly.
John Daly.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
How's it going?
Oh, so good,
good
now that
here.
You're here.
Great to be here. Sorry I was late. You know, I was...
Were you late?
Yeah, I was late. I was about an hour late there. Really sorry.
Was
I double
hour?
Booked myself. I had this float tank.
You had the tank today,
I would never. Oh,
yeah,
you were
tank.
In the tank.
Yes. I had a tank morning, and I just felt really floaty.
I would never want
tank.
To interfere with your tank time.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But yeah, I'm really sorry to waste your time. And yeah, I do the same thing. Ashley Simpson is a good friend.
You and, also give her Valentine's for her whole life.
Well, I did, but we had a little thing because I mentioned SNL. You know,
oh,
don't mention
yes.
SNL around
Don't
Ashley.
Bring it up around
yes.
Ash.
And I was talking
yeah.
about the Keating Five.
Oh, the savings and loans scandal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she, you know,
that
I tried to get into it because I'm optioning a movie. Oh, I'm trying to. I'm trying
what a
to
rich
get,
area. Finally, somebody doing The Big Short, but different.
Yeah, The Big Short from the other side.
From the,
yes.
yes.
Yeah.
It's coming back around.
There's two sides to every story.
There's two sides, and mine has heroes.
The Big Short side, your side, and the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
So your thing
is shakes out.
Is these guys got railroaded.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's bull crap. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Anyway.
Come on, man. And I hope Money Monster gets some of that taken care of.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will. And Julia's just so – she's at this point, she's just lucky to be working. What is she, 58? Get a fucking... Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Can I swear?
It's time... Oh,
yeah.
Fuck you, Julia Roberts. Okay.
No, it
okay.
is time to retire,
yeah.
and we are sick
she's
of it.
She's the bad guy in it, right?
Yeah. She's the
she
bad guy.
She must be the money monster.
That's so obvious.
Yeah, she's the monster.
She's the monster.
Monster
who keeps wanting money when she's not sexually viable anymore.
Yeah, goodbye.
But
yeah.
enough about movies. What about books?
Oh, yeah. The book space is really rich.
John, yeah. that's one thing that you always say to us, and we go, well, come on the show and talk about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't until now. Yeah, I'm really trying to get into that space, and it's been a really,
yeah.
You know, I see so many, I'm an actor that does comedy and drama, so I can definitely do a heartfelt yet whimsical kind of children's, get in the children's space.
And the yes. kids are important, and the sort of entertainment we feed them is going to result in what they become.
Yes.
Like,
a mastery of comedy and drama is so important to being able to write a children's book.
Well, because
yeah,
it's got to teach them story, but it's got to teach them – we like to have fun.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to teach them story, you know, what then it, no kids know story. They're just like,
yeah.
And then it's a happy ending. Kids are so stupid. So it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very important thing to just teach them some hard lessons.
Let's shake them up a little bit.
Yeah, let's
go,
shake
like,
them up.
It's not necessarily a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know?
And I wanted to shake my thing up because I've written memoirs, you know, and just I haven't, the manuscripts are just burning a hole in my basement. But I've never really gotten into the idea that, you know, and I feel like the memoirs for
Finnish basement.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh great.
It's very Norwegian.
Yeah, mine's kind of got like a little sort of studio corner, but I live in kind of a sick ass like basement condo.
Cool. Yeah, my do you have a house with a name?
Well, it's my dad's name is on the lease. What do you
really? Oh no, I just live in the house in the Hollywood Hills. It's got a name.
Oh right,
Clean Lines. That's the name. Clean Lines, because it's all clean, clean lines. Yeah.
You can't even see. They just like terminate at a point that goes so far.
Yeah, it's a vanishing point, and it actually just vanishes. It's so modern that it is just a hallway.
Basically. Oh, wow.
It's like that's six hallways.
So clean.
Yeah. Mm. But there's a door, and it's great. Yeah.
It's like the girlfriend experience.
The kitchen's in the hall. The girlfriend. Yeah, it's like the girlfriend experience, essentially, for that great film.
So we listened to you. We sort of went down the road on the book stuff.
Right.
Read a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the mail to get the contract.
Well, when I was a kid, I was a little advanced. I hate to admit this. And I read a lot of adult books. So I felt like I kind of missed children's books a little bit.
Right.
And that's an interesting distinction because books like Harry Potter are not actually for just kids. You can be a grown up and love them as well. And we love to nerd out about that stuff. And we know you, John, are also a huge famous fan of.
And you famously hate being a muggle.
I hate being a muggle, and I wish that I so much wish that I was a wizard. And I just went to Harry Potter Land.
Yeah, you got it.
Studios, and of course I went at 7:30 in the morning because it's the only time I can go. And got just led around and went on went to the castle ride. And,
you did the castle ride.
Yeah, it was so nauseating, but
amazing.
Wow.
What house do we think Brett would have gotten from the friggin' switching hat or whatever?
Right, Slytherin.
Yeah. Okay. Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Definitely.
And Engineer Brett, what house are you? Do you know?
I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
Okay, and is that just the last thing you heard, and that's all the only reason you said it?
Hey, Brett, wake
up. No, man. Of course not.
How about Harry's little girlfriend, Hermione? She's pretty easy on the eyes.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I wouldn't mind getting her, going on a date with her. Going on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere
and
nice.
The big ogre Shrek and Jafar.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
No, I
no
wouldn't.
Muggles.
I wouldn't
date
muggles
right now.
Muggles. Muggle free zone, please.
Yeah,
yeah, Bella. So, to me, yes, the thing that we're learning even from talking about this is every book starts with a great character.
Yeah,
and for a children's book, you probably want the character to be some crazy shit you don't think could talk is talking running around.
Oh, like an inanimate object.
Okay, you said it, not
or,
me. Wow.
Or a cat, or
yes.
How about cats? Cats are pretty. They can. They're magical, and
pretty.
They're house and domesticated.
Okay, so the cat and
maybe it's a cat.
Okay, and it's best friends with a pineapple.
Best friends with a pineapple. Is that too SpongeBob?
Okay, well, great, great. No, we don't want to get
we're
into any kind of lawsuit
this.
Territory. Because
then you're in the SpongeBob space.
Mm-hmm.
We're always accidentally getting into that space.
Well, he lives in a pineapple, so if we...
No. Pineapple's no good. You're right.
Right.
Can we do cantaloupe?
A cheese grater kind of looks like a pineapple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Hayes from left field.
Let's do a cheese grater that has the personality of Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And a cat that is
very down-to-earth cheese grater.
The cat can be a boy, but I like a grumpy cat like Garfield.
Okay, well, okay. I hate to say.
I was going
to
say like grumpy cat.
Are we now in the world of both grumpy cat and Garfield?
Oh, man. We're not trying to win Webbies here, right?
No.
With a grumpy cat. Let's go into they live in a house. This is too muggle for me already. There's no magic happening at all. This is just very domestic.
The house.
There's a house. There's a cat. Let's call him Grimsby.
Okay, I can see that great. Being Grimsby. Good. And
that's
does he
a little
have,
bit,
does he have a brother?
Nobody saw that movie, so I feel like we can just do it.
There's a lot. Because the title was not the problem there. With that film.
No, it wasn't. It was a good title.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
Yeah, but yeah, let's call him Grimsby, and he's a little cat. And let's thank Thomas Hayden Church for that.
Okay.
That sounds electric.
That kind of ragtag, ruffle puffle, pardon my French, kind of just, you know, slouchy.
And his hair.
Slouchian.
His real hair on the cat as well.
Oh, yeah, great.
Thomas Hayden Church's real hair.
And he's sort of like, meow, guys.
Yeah. And that's great, yeah. And I think that could really pop with tweens. Tweens love it talking. I remember Beniculo when I was a kid. There was a vampire bunny rabbit.
Oh, wow. What an interesting pronunciation. Beniculo.
Beniculo. Yeah.
Well, the animal was a bunny.
It was a bunny
rabbit.
Mm. Remember when he would eat a carrot, but it would just turn white?
Right, because he'd suck out the carrot juice.
He'd suck out all the orange blood.
Right.
Bunicula.
What a clever thing. Mm-hmm.
Really one of the many elements that made that book work and why it's still big today, Harry Potter big.
Yeah.
Now,
one thing I want to do is put a Cliff's Notes version of the book that we write before the book in the book so that kids who are doing book reports on this book can just spit it out. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just a book report on the book. We'll do a book report with just blank.
It's already fan
That's
name.
Maybe even better because Cliff's Notes even leave a little bit too much.
And it already has it. And it already has an A plus on it.
Oh, it already has A plus on it.
So teacher try to grade it. Already have an A plus.
Do we put a diploma in the front of the book?
Oh well, you know that's up to the states. We got to leave that up to the states.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't states just rights. Put a mandate on that. States rights.
You're a big states rights. Guy,
I'm a big
huh?
states rights huge. Guy when it comes to just homosexuality in children's.
Government's too big, huh?
Yeah, huge, huge.
Yeah. Let's homosexuality. So, but what about? Chicks don't want to have their baby. You're just fine with that? Isn't that a state-by-state issue?
Oh, no, that should be states.
Yeah, states' rights.
I feel like in my favorite states when it comes to that are Mississippi and Alabama.
I think they should do whatever they want as long as the state agrees with them.
Yeah.
But who am I to think I know more than any given state?
Than a whole state.
That's a lot of people.
They're
and
so
most
big.
Of those people you got to figure are doctors, lawyers are smarter than...
I'm sorry, it's a little thing called humility. I'm a pretty smart guy. Like I said, I was advanced, read adult books as a kid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, am I smarter than an entire state?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it depends on the state, but no.
No.
How many people are in Alaska? Like 40,000 or something? You're probably smarter than everyone there.
Huge.
That's way more than me.
But regardless, let's leave these issues to the state.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know what I think. Gay people should be able to get married. Women should be able to get abortions, but I can't take that issue if I'm going to be face to face with a state who's being like, no way.
Yeah. Right. And if they're just trying to boil down the number of abortion clinics, then that's just something they need to do.
It depends what the building's going to become.
Right.
Like if you're going to make it into like a CB2, then all of a sudden I'm thinking,
nice bookstore. I mean, we are talking about books, but like it's so nice to just walk into a bookstore and smell the books. Don't you love
sometimes
the smell?
Old books.
Yeah, I've had girlfriends need an abortion. I've just taken them shopping for Lenny Kravitz furniture before. Instead of getting that abortion, because that's just not a state mandated thing. We cross state lines and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
But. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the states are invisible, so no one could really tell you what state you're in at any time. This is a thing that like it's entrapment if they try to tell you because the lines are actually not something you can see.
Oh,
right.
So
believe
it's
me,
like,
I know.
Kind of like my house.
Yes, exactly. So who are you going to believe in terms of like what the laws are where you are?
Yeah.
You know, age of the girl.
The which, wheres, and whys.
Speaking
as
someone who moved
out.
Around a lot, I may as well have been holding still. Right. So I would say, all right, we got this book. Maybe there's a diploma in it. Maybe there's not. Mm-hmm. There's Grumpy Cat. We should find another phrase for that.
Grimsby Cat.
So let's, come on, meow, guys.
You know who's really like popping in the bankability market?
Ooh.
You know who's been bankable for about 40 years, believe it or not? Think about this. Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, we should have
Willy Wonka.
We should put his name on the book as the writer.
Yeah.
Well, can you do that? That should be left up to the states, but can we do that?
In this state, I feel like you have to be able to.
In California.
Yeah. Probably you can't do it in his state, which was like Rhode Island or something.
Can we put it in quotes?
put his name in
Roald
quotes.
Because what you're saying is like it's a Roald Dahl type book.
Roald Dahl, yeah.
And I think it will be.
And I think it will be, yeah.
By-ish Roald Dahl.
So yes. What's Roald Dahl? It's stories about a hero. It's the hero's journey, but they go into a giant peach, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's some anti-Semitism.
Right. He hated Jews.
Yeah.
Right?
He did.
But in this but in the book, they're like witches. Witches or bugs and
the
stuff.
The twits.
Yeah, they're twits.
The twits, that's about Jews, right? And how they're sneaky.
In retrospect, more likely than not.
Actually, that's true, yeah. And the witches is about female, presumably Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that are wow. That's real. That seems like it might be true.
I don't know how much we want to get into that.
Well.
In this book, just because of a page count issue.
People love it. But we can't resist what the market wants.
Yeah, he's got some of the most successful children's book of all, so are we going to completely ignore that?
Yeah, maybe kids inherently know about it.
And if anyone gets upset, you know, John, really, your name's not on it.
Yeah, it's Roald Dahl.
By-ish Roald Dahl.
And they can yell at his daughter or something. And
maybe besides, we say, or whatever.
I heard.
By-ish Roald Dahl or whatever.
I heard that his daughter's response to his anti-Semitism was her just going like, oh, yeah, there was that. She said that in a very British way, basically negating it.
Yeah, what can you say?
There was that.
Yeah, well, if his daughter doesn't mind, who am I to be upset?
Yeah, she's coming on a pile of money.
Now, if a state comes to me, they're pissed off. Well, I got to take another look at this thing.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
That's a big state.
Yeah, the Poconos.
Especially one of these swing states.
Sure.
The more swing in the state, the more I care.
Mm. If this state's a swinging.
Don't bring your thing
in. Don't bring your thing in.
There's already something going down, you clown.
The At Midnight Thermos, John.
Yeah. This is, I was on... At Midnight, and this is actually one of the highest quality. There's an X on it. This is a thermos that I've never stopped using since I got it at Midnight.
Wow.
They usually give it.
Swag, swag.
Yeah, I'm on At Midnight quite a bit. They love my jokes and how I look handsome on it.
And the points ain't bad either, huh?
Points ain't bad. You know, I get a lot of points for that show on that show. And they give you swag. Sometimes it's Bananagrams, which I've never played, but I've heard is great. Then they give you a box
of
cookies that are a little rich. Sorry?
Make your own crossword puzzle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make your own crossword puzzle. But yeah, this is a great swag, you know.
Yeah,
and
that
usually
is nice.
Like, I don't do swag a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not just like wearing my Conan North Face and my I'm never done Conan.
Don't
but I
stop
have
to, there.
Your Cristela pants.
Like my Cristela pants.
Yeah.
My undateable hat.
I'm not necessarily coming in here with my Life in Pieces scarf wrapped around my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not to say I don't have that option.
Yeah, I do have that option. I could wear all swag, but what would I wear for shoes? Nobody's giving out swag shoes these days, you know, because you have to have a specific size.
Grab some Earwolf shoes off the wall. There's like four Engineer Cody shoes you could put on.
Oh, wow, cool. I love all these Vans.
So is that something, just like taking inspiration from the bottle as I do, is like, is that something, but part of the journey for this cat?
Right.
Is to potentially compete on At Midnight?
Yeah.
Is it
a great
multi-time loser
theme.
On At Midnight?
Right.
Something for the adults to enjoy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, you know what? He could have, the whole thing could start with him saying something racially or sexually inappropriate on At Midnight.
Uh-huh.
And somehow it doesn't get past the censors and it explodes. Like, let's say he's on with two of the best At Midnight guests, Ron Funches and Nikki Glaser. So they're like premier guests.
Good luck getting any points off of those two.
Yeah, well, they're likable and hilarious. So it's just a matter of, you know, what are you going to bring to the table at that point? And so there's a cat there and they're just messing up on a lot of the, you know, cats don't have that much perspective on comedy, blah, blah, blah.
No,
so
maybe sort of running around.
I've got a quick pitch just because I feel like the talking cheese grater has fallen out of the story a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe the talking cheese grater is in talks to negotiate a hashtag peace treaty.
Right.
And the war is once and for all. Both sides can't seem to agree. Mm-hmm. But there's a ticking clock on that.
Right, right.
Because if the cheese grater can get that accomplished before Grimsby, and I guess the cheese grater's name would be...
And we should be casting the... cheese grater as well, I feel
like. How about Robert?
Adam?
Robert?
Okay, Robert. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Cheese grater named Robert. I like that. That's a solid American name. So, or not. You know, I'm a, no. a blue skies. Blue skies.
No, no, no.
It does feel like Sean is, you know, he's pretending that he likes it, but it does seem to have.
Yeah, he seemed that hesitation didn't. It wasn't. But, you know, blue skies on that name. Let's forget about that. Let's come back to the cheese grater name.
Put a pin in the name.
Pin in the name.
Cheese grater. He's trying to negotiate. And if he can get the peace treaty signed in time, he could potentially save Grimsby the cat from having his racially insensitive comments.
I like Jesse Plemons for the cheese grater.
I like Jesse Plemons for the cheese grater.
He's good in
too.
Everything. And he and Thomas Hayden Church, I think, would really.
That's a great dynamic. Really well. Yeah, the two of them.
Right.
Just back up, get out
Jesse
of the way.
Jesse Plemons for the cheese grater. And then can we get Leto in there? Leto? Jared Leto? Can he
be
a girl?
I have some concerns. I have some concerns.
Really? Too edgy?
Since he's been infected with the Joker's persona.
He's embraced chaos for its own sake and basically taken it to an extent that no one ever dreamed of before.
So too anarchy. Maybe the specter of Leto could be. Well, okay. Yeah, you're right.
We might get halfway through the book thinking that Leto's going to be a good little boy, and that's exactly what he wanted.
And then
he suddenly rips the book up from the inside
pages.
Out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It's Babadook style.
And he comes
so
out.
The war that's going on you're talking about, remind me. This is
the
is
hashtag wars?
Oh, the hashtag war. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking more of a Dr. Seussian kind of butter battle where the main war that's going on in the world is a butter battle where some people butter their bread on the top side and some on the bottom side.
I'm open to it, John.
Yeah. But also, where would the hashtag fit into that? Maybe it's one of those toasters where you can put a hashtag
on your toast.
On your toaster, maybe not Midnight Symbol.
Oh, wow. Yeah. One slot is an at midnight symbol and the other side is a hashtag.
Yeah.
And then your toast is so fun. You're eating your favorite show.
You're eating a part of your favorite show.
Toast points.
Toast point. Oh, my God. Whoa. We're on fire. Are we writing this down?
This book, engineer Brett, you're getting all this, right? This book's coming out really well.
Can we get this back, Brett?
Toast points.
Can you run this back to us real quick, Brett?
Am I supposed to be writing this?
And the host is Bread Criswick, right? Because Bread Criswick, it's a bread-based hashtag war, and the swag they give you is going to be toast. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, bread is good. Yeah, you need bread in the first name, and then you do need somewhere to put the Chris.
Yeah, and then you need bread in the first name, but you need the first name and the last name.
Bread Criswick, and then and then it's pretty clear it's pretty clear, but it's still a stand-in, you know. And so the backdrop is the specter of the butter battle. Mm-hmm. But there should be some harsh punishment if you lose at midnight in this world because it's a dystopian
that makes a little more
sort
sense.
Of future,
right?
Like you're deleted from Twitter. You have to delete your account. That's the punishment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your voice now? You have no voice.
Right.
You're relegated to Snapchat or something.
Right. Snapchat, the past, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
Okay.
Not
so
the future.
So Grimsby, I guess we show, like, come in and he's getting obliterated by Ron Funches and Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
And his punishment is that he has to delete his account.
That's gleefully obliterated by, like, gleeful fun. Like, it's like, it's like being stabbed by a fucking clown.
They're playing
with
their food.
Yeah, it's like evil.
Yeah.
Evil glee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the mouse in the cat and mouse sort of traditional scenario.
Unusual position for him.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
So we're on like page 30.
Uh-huh.
Right, so what's the big twister?
Yeah.
What's the twist?
Well, let's go back to our story structure lessons, which is if and therefore, okay, so here we go. Now we got something going on. Back up. Wait a second. All right. Backfire, twist, solution applied, button,
climax,
problem,
denouement.
So if
we definitely have something going on already.
Well,
have we backed it up?
I think we've backed it up.
Okay.
I think we may have even solved it, but we haven't applied our solution.
Okay,
do we believe it? Should we back end this and do it back? Write it backwards like Trumbo used to do. Trumbo is always started with the denouement, and then he'd go to the climax, and then he'd go to the back it up, and then he'd go to the prove it, and then he'd go to the back, and then eventually you get to that inciting incident.
Yeah, we might have to Trumbo this bitch.
I don't want a couple.
Well,
and he missed his own birthday.
Trumbo?
Because he was writing too much in the tub.
What a Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And who misses their own birthday?
Communists. Anyway. Yeah, communists don't care about anything, especially holidays.
Well, here's the thing. It's like he talked like a radical, but he lived like a rich person.
Yeah.
Anybody else feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too when you're living at the Garden of Allah out on fucking, La Cienega with Ronald Reagan and his cocksucking wife, Nancy, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cocksucking
what's
queen
her name
of
again?
Hollywood.
Nancy or something?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, Nancy or something.
Yeah,
it was just a big Zodiac orgy back then.
I think Louis C.K. in that movie is the saddest movie death. Agree or disagree?
Didn't see it.
Haven't seen it.
Too scared of the big sad.
How did he die?
I heard I might cry.
How did he die? Was he a communist?
Got sick.
He got sick with what?
I don't really know.
Polio?
Sick from a bullet. Back then, probably.
Sick from a wound.
Yeah.
Bullet wound.
God. He lost. How much is he in the hole?
CK. Yeah.
Louis?
Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete's got CK in the hole. And Kanye's in the hole, 53 million. Bill, or am I late to the party on that? Because I haven't tweeted in a while.
We're behind on it.
We're behind, yeah. We've been scared to address it.
It's been on our list for a long time.
Sort of certain words get whispered around our house, you know?
Right,
like,
Her voices become hushed and then you have to.
You know, because you're almost wishing it upon yourself. Because I could wake up tomorrow, I accidentally make Horace and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. On your website.
There's not a single one of us who hasn't almost made Horace and Pete.
Sort of a night out.
Many times over.
Night out on the town. Wake up the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Think I had a little too much Horace and Pete.
Yeah, drank a little too much
Horace
and Pete.
Well, let me get some hair of the dog. I'll make 4 more episodes out of pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Now turn around. My
one shot.
Calling.
Yeah. All, the first whole series is one shot.
First, just a little Horace and Pete to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But your tolerance builds up and you need even more Horace and Pete just to feel normal.
Yeah, porous and heat. That's how I felt about my skin after this float tank this morning.
Oh, brother. What did you see in there?
It does make it very porous.
Where'd you go?
A place called Float. What was it called? Just Float.
Just
Float. Okay.
Pasadena, South Pass.
Truth in advertising.
Yeah, Just Float. That's what you do, and you shut it all off, and that's when stories really pop into my mind.
Oh, right. Oh, so you've already seen what Grimsby ends up being.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I just have to divine it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here we are. We got this backdrop of the bread wars. We got, we got bread Chris Wick. So what's the turn? We need a – he's
we're
muggle.
Missing
at
the
this
turn.
Point, he's a muggle, right?
Still a muggle, which is pissing me off.
So is there a train that comes past Hollywood Studios where At Midnight is filmed?
Mm-hmm.
Is Chris Hardwick some kind of rendezvous guy? Is he a guy that, should he do the cat and just like, don't worry about Funches and Glazer. Come with me, and he kind of delivers
take him onto the secret
at his
train.
Darkest hour. So, okay. So Grimsby's been annihilated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Funch has turned this guy into a fucking grease spot on the middle of the stage.
Yeah,
Funch now owns the internet, rules at the throne next to his queen, Nikki Glaser
who balled up Grimsby Cat and dunked him like a basketball, shattered the backboard.
Mm-hmm. Grimsby's bathed in red light.
So
if you know anything about cats, they don't like bathing. So
and so Grimsby starts following a little laser pointer he sees on the floor.
Right. Bart Coleman walks by, hey, can we do something for the Snapchat? But he just disappears.
Right. Famous At Midnight Booker Bart Coleman.
Yeah.
And so Grimsby, almost gets stepped on by Bart Coleman, following the laser pointer, which is mean to do your cats, by the way, because they never get the satisfaction of catching it. It's psychologically damaging. You shouldn't do it. So ultimately arriving in this sort of grain elevator,
right.
Going like, how do I get in here? And Brad Chriswick pulls the lever.
Yeah.
They're dropped into some subterranean world.
Boom.
Boom.
That's good. That's how we get away from the Harry Potter stuff, because that is on top of the earth, and now this special wizard world would be inside.
And is that some kind of bread nerdist's world, or it has nothing to do with bread?
Brett Chriswick?
Brett Chriswick at all.
Right.
It's not bread. Well, it's a grain elevator.
Right. That is true. But that just means, well, that could be, yeah. It could be, yeah. So it's Willy Wonka, but it's all breads.
Yes.
There's trees that are growing pumpernickel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are flowers that are toast points. There mm-hmm. are hashtags everywhere,
there's
but it's
the
on
Dutch
bread.
Crunch River.
Yeah. There. Yeah. There's the, you know, the white bread waterfall of just bread.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And flour. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes.
The grass is bread.
What about squab bread?
Okay, well, what
squab
do you mean?
Bread?
That's
is that
a bread.
Squab
is
bread?
Is that unleavened?
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a bread.
Squab bread? Is that a joke
Should
about me being one-eighth Native American?
Is that supposed to be about Sean's wife?
That's not
my
that's
squab?
Not where I was going with that. I just was bringing
my
diversity.
I just wanted to say one way we can make this slightly anti-Semitic is with unleavened bread.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
If there's a tree in the corner.
And there are like rats eating it.
There's like a matzah zone or whatever.
With a matzah zone. And then we can meet a character that's kind of like the Oompa Loompa.
What if there was like a Cinderella type character who lived in the matzah zone? She was mozzarella.
Mozzarella. That is more well, that might be problem. Well,
they can be Jewish as
well.
Or
it's the best idea I've heard today.
If you remember the movie with that famous clown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yentl mm-hmm. was originally called mozzarella, right? Yeah.
So, okay, so this is a rich world we're filling in. I love that we didn't box ourselves into one story.
No, it's getting weird. Yeah, I think this is page 90 that
yeah,
we're on.
Yeah, it's sprawling.
Right
but it's
yeah.
moving.
Sprawling.
We're already in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so within this world, there has to be some sort of wizard school.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We'd be fools not to.
We did forget the wizard school.
Yeah, because what's more fun than that?
Yeah.
Wizard school stuff.
Is there any way to innovate on the wizard school? What if it's like a for-profit wizard school? Like
right.
a for-profit online.
Half online, half. But like when you show yes. up, you take a picture with Brett Chriswick. Like, but it's
you
a,
go right. once. You go one time.
It's a fold up.
Yes.
It's one of those fat heads of Brett Chriswick, and you just get in front of it. Yeah. And your graduation actually puts you in worse standing in the world.
So, yes. It hurts you, and it costs you a lot of money.
It's a hashtag against you.
And you yes. learn like one card trick, but it's where you make people count a lot. Like, you're like. Okay, you use 14 cards over here. All right, give it back. No, wait, you did it wrong. And you
yeah,
like blame
yeah.
the other person a lot
yeah.
for why the trick's not working.
It's a very yeah. blamey so like, card trick where you just shame people for not
like,
knowing
no,
the
wait,
trick.
No, wait, no, I told you don't turn it over. You have to – and so it's sort of that.
Yeah.
So there is some magic involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good amount of magic.
To me, it's enough.
Because now kids don't like magic. You know, these Batman things, it's like, no, take the magic out of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make it hardcore.
Let's get real. Let's yeah. get gritty.
Nolan. Is Nolan directing this book? No, I want Burton.
Who's the next Nolan?
Burton.
Burton.
Batman yeah. and Superman were better when the guys were like little elves that like appeared out of nowhere and were just like taunting them and stuff.
Yeah.
And put them in like a hall of mirrors and things like that.
Right.
You know, like Mr. Miskiblix.
Yeah, Mr. Miskiblix, you had to say his name. And yeah,
bad guys should be like Rumpelstiltskin in comics and not so like actually scary.
I'm just confused yeah. about Rumpelstiltskin. He didn't have to offer that deal.
Yeah. No.
That's kind of a sweetheart deal.
This is one a year.
But he wants to have friends.
This is one of your things.
No, I'm just saying.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have brought up Rumpelstiltskin.
What do you mean one of my things?
I just know it's like a real sore point for you.
It's a real
that
plot
Rumpelstiltskin
hole.
Didn't have to
People
offer
hold
that
it
deal.
Up like it's some great story.
That Rumpelstiltskin had all the cards.
That's right.
Who named him Rumpelstiltskin, okay? Did he name himself that?
That's another hole in it where
guess
it's like he doesn't appear to have parents. Yeah, guess my name.
Guess my name.
And he could have honestly, she didn't know what his name was. And when she did guess it, he could have honestly just been like, no.
Right?
Yeah.
She didn't
no.
know.
She says, Rumpelstiltskin. That's her first guess. No.
And didn't it make him like turn into smoke?
It makes him able to suck his own dick for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, that aspect of the story I forgot.
Yeah. Well, that, and then there's, it does turn into gold. Right. At some
his
point.
His dick?
Something
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
But that's all made up too. It's
He's
like
blasting
it's
gold.
Yeah, and also the troll bridge and all that stuff. They didn't all have to fake. Do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's all made
yeah,
up.
Yeah, think about it,
Hansel
guys.
And Gretel, hey, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't follow your woodcutter father.
Take a beat. Yeah.
Take a beat.
Think about
Put
it.
Put a pin in it like no we're thanks. Seeing.
And by that same token, I mean, is there a lesson for Grimsby somehow?
Mm-hmm. Well, the lesson he's learning, he's just on a life adventure now. At this point, he's in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory that is bread.
Yes.
Well, let's
And he's not
down.
Supposed to eat the bread, but that's okay because it's not something. He's a cat. He hates bread.
Oh, yeah. He can't eat a bit of it. And honestly, a lot of it's got gluten. Ready?
Yeah, there should be a gluten thing that gets him out of the chocolate factory,
Augustus
the bread
gluten.
Factory. Augustus gluten. Good. Yeah. Augustus gluten.
Can we stop for a second and just think about what is a lesson, just so we know where we're headed, what is a lesson we wish today's children would learn or were right. more aware of?
Yeah.
Is it just about states' rights and kind of drilling that home at an early age?
Sure.
Or is it something outside? Is there something that happened to you as a kid where you go, oh, I wish I knew better than this?
I want to say if you fuck up once, the internet will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. the lesson I
and
want
And that's
these
just
kids
and
learn.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's street justice, baby.
Yeah. So watch what red carpets you are in blackface on. That's the, mm-hmm. the main thing I want to impart to kids is like, if you're on the red carpet, like let's say you're Manny from Modern Family.
Okay.
Don't do blackface or even like that half-ass blackface that Juliana Hough
yeah,
did
that's
or whatever.
Like not like, even like – and also if you're going to do it, like put some time into it. Like since yeah. you only get one –
Yeah. And if you're really going to do it, lesson, yes. do a real Al Jolson movie level job if you're going to do it, or else people will be like, you're lazy and racist.
Can I say, if you're going to do it, work on the voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do what? The voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Just you're a picture without. This is the age of moving pictures. I think we've been in this age since the late 20s.
Yeah. I seem to recall that happening a little while back.
Yeah.
This book should be, yes, for Manny specific. If we could get Manny to read this book.
Yeah.
That
for
would
the
be,
book on tape.
That would be huge.
Well, that is our yes. youth. That is tomorrow's, you know, industry leaders. That's Manny.
It's Manny.
I don't want to see a hard copy or a paperback of this book. It's an MP3. Mm-hmm. This book is a thumb drive. Okay, a whimsical looking thumb drive that we give to parents and they share it with their kids. Is that stupid?
Yeah, it could look like what
is
could,
that stupid?
What could be whimsical
is it
about
stupid?
It? Stupid? It could like
of course.
Yeah.
Is it stupid?
It could look like an actual yes. thumb. It could paint like we could paint like a real thumb on it.
That's cool.
It's a got thumb a mouth with a, and stuff. And
yeah.
it's like
that's
like
clever.
Steve Odekirk movies.
Yeah.
Like Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Right.
Remember?
Yes. No? I saw that.
So
kids today do need to learn about public shaming. They need to learn about
I would like some kind of message about how if you buy a child alcohol, it's like the child – it's the child's responsibility not to like drink the alcohol.
Or to go too crazy.
It's not like – it's not the adult's fault. Yes. For like just like giving you this thing.
I'm buying it for you to hold until you can handle it.
No one's making you drink it.
That's not on me.
Yes.
And if the child's Ashley Simpson, okay, whatever. Like a gift is a gift.
Have you seen her lately? She's not a child anymore, man. She's all growed up.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
All woman. Yeah.
She's popping out all over the place.
Yeah,
it's like it's, springtime for us.
I know. Yeah. Such a bummer.
No, it is.
Is she OJ's daughter or is she – where does she come from?
I think she
originally?
Is. Yeah. And what's her connection to Bart as well?
She had that blonde connection, right?
They yes.
were both blonde.
She does kind of look
– Or no, she's not
more
blonde.
Like Bart.
No, she's not
right.
at all.
Yeah.
Well, she'll probably never do her music on SNL again. That can be for sure.
Oh yeah.
And the savings and loan.
Well, that was a thing. Well, I didn't even know. I'm sitting here monologuing on my anti Big Short thing. I'm trying to like just negate the Big Short.
Yeah. Let's undo some of the work that did.
Yeah, we did your side of the story. So you know they had Margot Robbie in that bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've
so
got,
what are you looking to do?
I've got Robbie Williams. in that bathtub. And he's describing it in his kind of like cool pop star way.
Yes.
How, you know, we shouldn't regulate. And it's kind of a libertarian, ultra-libertarian movie.
The ego mm-hmm. has landed. Hey, is he in Trumbo's tub?
Oh, that wow. could be good.
Is very that interesting?
Tub. Yeah, wow. Robbie Williams in a very small tub.
Yeah, he could be in Trumbo's tub.
Mm-hmm.
And Trumbo's Breaking Bad, right? So it's like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They could be on any drug, and so that's a justification for any behavior. So that's a really cool little out for us.
Yeah, sure. No, that's sort of our magic
lamp. That's
very clean. Yeah.
That's our magic lamp.
Yeah, that's a very clean sort of story.
Him being
outlet.
In Trumbo's tub and the fact that Trumbo's Breaking Bad really opens up a lot of...
Yeah, it really is.
What's in that water?
Yeah. You can just see it. And I feel like this is
a ripcord.
This isn't a story arc. This is a story sine wave.
Yes. Mm.
This is a wave that goes down, up, around. The Coen brothers would be proud.
Like a sign, yeah, like a sine wave. Just, yeah, it goes all over the place.
It's right.
A crazy squiggle.
Just insanity.
It's a crazy squiggle.
Yeah.
Insanity.
I feel like this is going to be for kids of all ages.
Yes.
Well, because I'm a big kid at heart. I forgot to mention.
We want to have some of that slick Rowling jokes for the adults. Like, she would have like overtly sexual descriptions of Hermione, right? And that's why Hermione's so hot now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her name is Herman, but yes.
Herman, sorry. She'd be like, Herman's about to pop off.
Yep.
She's 17, but she looks like she's in her
20s. And the kids are like, whoa.
Yeah, she wouldn't get carted anywhere.
Yeah, because kids are little perverted pieces of garbage. When I was a kid, all I thought about was a pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I was just dealing with my thing.
Yeah, I was just like experimenting with different ways to make myself come. So maybe
and
the
when
cat
a, with
can
a book,
that.
Especially like with a sexy book, you take the side of the book and you sort of like go down on it when you're a kid. That's
right.
That's what you do.
Oh right. Yeah.
Right. So yeah,
and if you can turn the pages without moving your head.
Remember that book? Fuck this book.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a monster at the end of Fuck This Book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Grover and everything. That was great.
Yeah, that was some counterculture.
All right. So we got the foreword that's just a mini version of the book. We started in Garfield's house, and it's Grimsby, and the cheese grater is Robert. We got a pin in that, but Sean needs to decide.
Okay.
He gets picked up by BLS Limousine Service, and he gets taken to see Bart Coleman.
Does Robbie Williams step on Robert being the name of the cheese grater?
Does Robbie... Oh, you know what?
Well, he is not... Robbie Williams is not in this book.
Oh, sorry.
Sean gets his way.
Robbie Williams is in John's SNL movie.
We're going to have two Robs in this?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's... It just depends.
Oh, are we not... I'm sorry. I thought the SNL movie was sort of one in the same.
Oh, that's shot out as far as I thought you rapped on that.
We rapped.
Yes.
Okay.
We're wrapped.
No room.
That's where
for
Robbie
a book
Williams
to be.
is in Trumbo's tub, and he's also Breaking Bad, so that allows him to do any drug.
Yeah, Trumbo. Yeah, Breaking Bad of it all will help us to just go anywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I want to start this movie by being directed, or this book should just be directed by Burton first. He shouldn't do a redo of it like he did with Alice in Wonderland. He took that beautiful movie of a book and made it into what it was. I just want to streamline it to Burton.
Burton, make it straight to Burton. What's Burton's take on Bart Coleman? How does Burton
more like
that?
Bat Coleman.
Barton.
Okay, and that might be right.
He would make it spooktacular.
I want Johnny Depp involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and I want Marilyn Manson just because I want to hang out with Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
So lots of white makeup, I guess, is what you have in mind.
Yeah, white makeup, white, everything's on a white psych. You know what a white psych is? Like they shoot those.
Well, that'll make the blackface scene hit even harder.
Yeah, yeah.
When Manny finally, or Grimsby, but it's Manny.
Okay, so right now we're in this bread wonderland. What are we going to do?
That's right.
I mean, I feel like it's a race to the finish.
The denouement, we're hurtling towards it.
It seems like a race to the finish at this stage.
Right.
It's a mousetrap type. What's that movie, Mouse Run?
Mouse Hunt.
Mouse Hunt?
Mouse Hunt. Yeah, it's kind of a mouse hunt thing with different celebrities that we could plug in to just come into the midpoint of the movie.
Right, but we just got to get them all in now, I guess.
Right. So Ricky Gervais is big.
Huge. Okay. Special correspondence.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
he get away from like some of the Verizon stuff he's been doing is very edgy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And is Hollywood adult. Going to accept that? Mm-hmm. Like, well, is he going to be allowed to be in this movie? I'd like it to have funding.
Drop. Right.
It might be it because, like, he's taking down the Golden Globes. He's teasing his buddies. But when he goes into Verizon and he basically saying, like, look, some of these guys on these other companies who, by the way, these are big multimillion dollar companies, are lying to you. One of them said they were four times better. We said, oh, yeah, four times better than what? They said, mm-hmm. well, four times better than we used to be. And he's like, if your tagline is you're four times better and you're not the best, then you should just say not as rubbish as we used to be. Do you remember when he said that?
He said, not as rubbish.
Yeah, he's like, that's yeah. what your tagline should be. And he's saying that, and I think he's talking about Sprint maybe. He's saying that yeah. Sprint should have a tagline, not as rubbish as we used to be? This is a big company?
It's over.
I'm sorry, but I just don't think we're going to be able to get him on camera and still get funding for this movie. Now, it's brave as fuck. I'm glad somebody's out there to be that voice.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's up against. The spokesman for Sprint is many colored balls. You know? So he's at least a spokesman. You know? Could, he can be like, look right. at this, eh? Many colored balls, eh? Right. Come but, on. But, look at me. I'm crucified because I don't care about the Christ myth because it's all hokum.
He's mad at God for
he's
sure.
He's mad at God for making him a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably peace. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter than all of us.
Religion isn't.
He's basically, he should just say, I'm smarter than all Christians. And then hang glide off a cliff. Right? So that's a cool part of the movie.
Yeah. Maybe he comes in and gives his take on stand-up. Like he explains to Chris Rock what stand-up is or something.
Oh, yeah. I like that about him, too.
Could be cool.
He paid his dues in that world.
Not as rubbish as it used to be. So,
it's not as rubbish, innit?
Not as rubbish as we used to be.
Look at me, pal. I'm the worst. He's not the worst. He's great.
He's made some very good
Here's
stuff.
Here's what I love. The Office. Here's what I love. Extras. I didn't watch the other ones, but I'm sure they're probably good.
Probably.
Yeah.
So now do we just run the book backwards from where it is at this point? So they're in the bread world, and mm-hmm. now they're taking on trains going backwards out of the bread world.
We just press rewind on the book?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Gervais as Derek comes in. Fully underbite.
That is we yes. could get away with. If he's right. being Derek, nobody could be mad.
That's mm-hmm. cute. Who's going to be mad at Derek? It's like being mad at Dustin Hoffman.
You just
want to
pet
Man.
Derek.
Even Sprint got to give it up for Derek.
Yeah, they're not going to throw colored balls at him.
Yeah, fall on him.
So then Derek comes in. Hey, I got you. Hey, I got you. I imagine he's
your
like
pudding.
This.
Hey, I got your pudding. You have my pudding. Mm. You got some nummy, nummy grubbins.
Ficky pudding.
And, and then he lures him away with a promise of dessert. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy's been in a bread desert for days.
His mouth is all goopy.
His mouth is all goopy and gluten-y, and there's not a whole lot of water in there. Mm-hmm. And so he's dying for some dessert. He's got to mix it up, just to mix it up, you know?
Sure.
So
paints a picture.
Derek Gervais as Ricky with Grimsby and the cheese grater, Robert, possibly. We will, he takes him out. He takes him out, right? And he's got to say, do you want to go back to the real world or do you want to stay here?
Mm-hmm.
In the magic world as a non-muggle. Because at this point, he should be some sort of magical cat.
He's got to have not. He can't be a muggle anymore.
I think it's just assumed that at some point in the bread world, he stopped being a muggle.
Maybe he learns an
itch. He ate the magic.
Yeah, he like finally French got so hungry, he took a bite of the. Yes.
Magicus exactly. bread. Right? Yes. Some pumpernickel, funkernickel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure. And then he becomes like one of the musicians Whatever. Of Bremen.
Yeah.
You know, like the bunny and the cat. They're brilliant musicians in Germany.
Mm. That's right.
You know, so maybe he just picks up an instrument.
He should become one of the musicians of Bremen for sure.
Well, we need that element. We need that classic. Super classic ultra story. That's like the Shakespeare
That's
of
free,
children's books.
Free
classical
stories that
music,
you can just
yes.
yeah, that you can just do new pictures of.
Yeah, Mozart in the Jungle style.
Yeah, like a Mozart.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And were you gonna say that Ricky Gervais as Derek puts a gun to the back of the cat's head?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And he's got a cat penis, so it's barbed.
Oh right.
And sure. What the cat could do is then do a flip and stick his barbed penis through Gervais as Derek's face.
Hey, you know who else?
Hitting his brain and making him non-retarded.
You know who else's penis is barbed?
Who?
George Bush.
Senior, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
His penis gets barbed about every night.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Things getting barbed like crazy.
I know who she's endorsing. Her husband's dick. Not Trump. I don't want to get it political.
Yeah.
But we don't like to.
Wouldn't be prudent.
It's not the kind of show for.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Keep at this juncture.
Uh-oh.
Wouldn't be prudent. Love Dana. Dana, can we get Dana?
Dana.
Is Dana doing something?
He's one of these Sam Fran guys.
Dana Brett Chriswick.
Dana could play Brett Chriswick. We should offer this to actual Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when he says yes, say, never mind. Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's what we want. Yeah, we're sort of like.
If he says yes, say we're abandoning that.
Yeah, we're saying actually forget it.
We go, oh, right. Dude, we were kidding.
Dude, you actually.
You thought like we like wanted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. God. I thought you knew we were like fucking kidding.
Yeah, so we just like. Gaslight him.
He's like such a nice guy. Like,
he is a nice guy.
You know?
He's really funny too.
Yeah.
But we gaslight him because we're just abusive.
Well, that seems right. Yeah.
We're meninists.
Yes.
Again, it's all about just teaching lessons.
How do we teach like a really important lesson about acceptance?
The film?
Being woke. Being like a woke.
Being woke.
Well, every character.
Like oh, yeah.
Every character in this
Grimsby's
book.
Woke.
Every character Grimsby's in woke this book fuck. Is a man, and they should all be like woke men.
Yes. Grimsby's woke as fuck.
Wait, at some point, they should be like, where are the women? And then they just start looking at pictures of women. Right?
That's great.
Yeah. Or we introduce a female character.
I think they should be looking at the picture. I like the pictures like thing.
Picture-wise, just for the budget, that's going to be easier.
Yeah, because women do make 77%. Is it 77?
No, but it's feeling like that's not.
I feel like I'm going there. I don't want to go there. I love women.
And
men.
Oh, I'm crazy for women.
Men are better, but
unbelievable.
They're doing amazing things.
They're unbelievable. The fact that they are doing all they can with what they're working with.
Yeah, some of the stuff they're doing is
bananas.
And look at Mary Leakey. She's way better than Louis Leakey at Anthropology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's kicking his ass.
Look at Leakey Lee versus Jason Lee.
Look at Marie Curie versus the other fucking dude she kicks ass on.
Dude, kicked his ass.
She's ripping shit.
Now, dude was a pussy. Dude sucks.
Dude sucks.
There's probably dudes who would have, in that same scenario, been able to.
Yeah.
Science circles around her.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, and so, kind of a smart guy. Yeah.
Anyway, we need to make it clear that they are woke bays in how they tweet. If we're not going to have, they can look at pictures of women online and be like, oh my God, doesn't she look beautiful? Like slightly older, aging women like your Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
They can be like, you know what, she
who
looks
who we
gorgeous.
Now are deciding, good that she's still in movies.
Yeah, and they could be like, I'd still fuck her. Hey, I'd still fuck her.
Hey, man.
You know, hey.
Fucking.
Is it a problem?
Got three holes, don't she?
Yeah, at least. So
is it bad that Grimsby Cat isn't on, is that the conflict that he's not on Twitter anymore? So he like because he was banned because he lost.
And so he can't even be woke.
He can't even be woke.
Way to be woke. That's so, dude. You're the master of conflict. Connecting.
Yes, that is. Oh, gosh.
Conflict is king. And where's my crown, baby?
And that's where Burton is going to be involved. Like so excited to be involved in this because he's the master of just aesthetic twists.
Grimsby's not
at
woke.
This point. If he doesn't have a Twitter, he's going to have to start buying some bot followers. He's going to have to start a new Twitter. Mm. He's an egg. And
he's
maybe
gotta be an
he's
got to
start from scratch.
He's got to start from scratch and just start. But if you start.
Try to sit on
But here's
him.
The thing. If you're just aggressively woke and just write things, people will be suspects. So he's got to write some jokes too. Some woke jokes.
Yes.
It sucks that Leto is just completely Joker-fied his entire existence.
I know, because
you
know,
he could be really woke part of the series if he was a woman.
Well, ever since he played the friggin', I don't know what the word is for them.
It might be too much good. It might be like having dessert for dinner and dessert for dessert.
And your belly hurts.
Ouch.
Does it even out that you do something so good as play a woman and then you have to like bring yourself back to earth by being the worst thing you can possibly be, which is the Joker?
Mm.
Yeah, who is addicted to chaos and only aroused by inner
chaos. He wants to see the world burn. And the thing is that chaos, fine if there's a purpose to it, but it's actually for its own sake that he wants it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you look at Leto and you can just hear the
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, gosh. I wake up in a cold sweat hearing him going, just going, why are you being so serious?
Stay away from me. Yeah. You're so serious.
Yeah.
I'm not serious. Oh,
I wasn't being that serious.
That candy cane is a knife. That candy cane is a knife. That's what it comes down to for the Joker most of the time around Christmas.
Oh, no.
You thought it was fun.
I thought I was
going to
eat a peppermint treat.
You thought this was a clan thing. It's a knife. You're dead. Yeah. Anyway.
That Reese's peanut butter cup is a ninja star.
Yeah. Guys, I think...
You think the book's done?
Did we finish it?
Yeah.
Well...
Feels like we cracked it.
I think, we might have...
We are out of pages for sure.
Yes, we're out of pages. Do we want to just do some acknowledgments? And maybe a quick about the author? Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but yeah. What's an acknowledgement?
We just a fancy word for library. Right. Acknowledgements, I guess if we don't do Engineer Brett, it's going to be a whole thing. Producer Brett.
Hey,
thank you.
Adam Sachs, CEO of the, we are using his.
You pressed record real good over there, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I actually didn't even think he did that good of a job. Like, there's no ceremony
you
to
weren't
it.
Here
there's
when
nothing
he started,
special
yeah.
about it. There's yeah. no, like, you know, what, like, what, am I supposed to, like, really get it up for, like, the way he pushes record, which is just like, here we go.
Yeah, back in the early days, the magic days of early radio, they'd go,
yeah.
and they go! Yes. A real big ceremony for it.
Yeah.
And you remember, like, even when we were first doing podcasts, it would be like, the engineer would do a little song and be like, We're ready to
guys
for jokes.
We forgot to name the book.
Oh wow, this is a really huge
I'm talking
problem.
Title.
That's a big issue.
We got the story.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we're story. I mean, I grew up with comic books. I don't know about you guys, but stories in my
bones.
Absolutely. John, stories you don't know about
bones.
Us, guys.
John, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah,
you
I grew up with
comic
books. Stories in my bones.
Were people trying to beat you up?
The ones from the store with the staples?
Yes.
Yes.
The staples. I'm talking Dark Knight series.
Oh,
I'm
my
talking
God.
The story.
Green Man and the Power Fighter?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, these Marvel people need
to
be coming to me.
I was loving that.
Oh, God.
God. God. Oh, I was
I'm
such
obsessed.
A nerd, and I love that nerds are king now.
I still read one.
I have.
Yeah, I love that nerds are king, too. It's so great.
Mm.
And I love that their favorite thing is superheroes.
Yes, that's my favorite part of it as well.
Especially Deadpool, the merc with a mouth. He's got a little bit of tude, and he's not going to be afraid.
A little bit.
God, we also forgot the title, and we forgot to have Deadpool invade the book.
Maybe we could call... Wait, did we
mistakes.
Forget the title, or did we title it? I forget.
But
we
can, does Deadpool just invade the title?
Is
does
there
Deadpool
a way
invade
to...
the title? Is it like a Deadpool Presents kind of thing?
Or like, do we start...
Deadpool Presents is a great way to start.
Or, but if he's invading it, if it's like the story of Grimsby the Cat and the ... Hey, it's me, Deadpool.
Yeah. I bet you thought you were going to hear the rest of this book title. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
The only book I'm interested in is
Jerking Off Tonight.
Jerking
or the
off.
Only title the only title I'm interested in is the title because it looks like Tittles. If you are just reading it, does look like Tittles. Mm-hmm. Is the Tittles on Kate Upton?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
You know,
Kate Upton.
Her
God,
bra.
Can she be in our book or the movie? God, I feel like she's
They're
so hot.
They're definitely looking at pictures of her.
She's like the hot Margot Robbie, or are they both hot?
I don't know.
That's really not for me to decide. That's a Gervais question.
I'm always forgetting.
He'd be like, oh, they're both quite charming birds.
Okay, so that's a good... We got
great.
Rid of the
title. We got
title
the title and
Deadpool.
Deadpool involved. That's
Deadpool
two birds,
presents.
One stone.
Yeah.
Deadpool Presents. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the title was, but that's fine. Can you tell me what's it?
The title was The Story of the Cat and ... Hey, it's me, Deadpool. Bet you thought you were going to hear the rest of this title, but the only title I'm interested in is the titles in Kate Upton's bra.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Hey, this is The Story of the Cat and Hey, what's up? It's me, Deadpool. That's so good. And then, yeah, I mean, it just, yeah. And there's this should be just a picture of Deadpool.
Kids and adults are both having fun.
There's a double image of Deadpool and then you tilt the book and there's a cat.
Grimsby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grimsby cat.
Can you eat it up, the book, this book?
Can you eat it?
One of those ones.
Is it thick enough to eat out?
Chow it. Yeah. Oh, you want to chow it like a,
yeah.
Like a nana?
Like a box.
Definitely.
Chow like a nana. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
It should be warm. A lot of these books, they're so cold.
Yeah,
well, it's true. Cut
and sharp. Yeah.
Yes, and sharp.
Stiff, sharp, cold. This is not what we want from our book. We want a nice, plush, warm,
yeah,
welcoming book.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
and
like
something
a,
I can take in the bath as well.
Oh, yeah. It has to be ready for the. Float. It has to be ready for the bath or for a saltwater pool.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. should be one of those floaty plastic books.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of pages, it's like 120 very thick pages that are like balloons.
And basically. Speaking of merch, mm-hmm. we should have some merch in the book, like yes. a CD of
yeah,
secrets.
Some merch with a
the
mouth.
Merch with a mouth. Yeah,
the merch with a mouth. Maybe it's a mask with a mouth. It's the merch with a mouth.
Somebody stop me.
Or not. I don't know. You guys.
Somebody stop me.
So can we set up a meeting with like somebody's pod or something? Can we just pitch this or?
You don't want to do it out of Wolf Cool?
Wolf Cool?
Yeah, that's our shingle.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, I'll do it. Of course I'll do it out of Wolf
Remember
Cool.
when they tried to do Wolf Pop?
Well, is that not happening anymore?
Nah.
Is it Wolf Cool now? Okay.
Well, That's wound up being the one that
we
survived.
Started ours around the same time as theirs.
Coincidentally, we had been working
just
on
so
it.
Just
anyway.
So happens that ours is alive and theirs.
Right. Wolf Cool
was defeated.
Wolves mm-hmm. are cool, but they also pop. Yeah, it's pretty good titles on both ends.
Yeah, they're both. They both work. They it's definitely just a matter work. Of the content.
Okay,
you know,
so this was
King.
A meeting where we did. So essentially. I was hoping for a pitch meeting. This was the meeting.
Yeah,
we could
play no.
This was the meeting and the publication. And
we'll send Brett off, and he'll yeah. hopefully have this book turned around in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of like
– we could probably manufacture this checks. Book at Foxconn or something like that.
Sure.
You know, like China, make it really cheap and, you know, I don't know.
Get the guy – they have special guys there with – three finger, like thumb, middle finger, and pinky.
Yeah.
And because yeah. the like the other one, so they don't get all like tied up as they're making the pages.
The other it's fingers very, is extra fingers.
Yeah, yes. They remove them when they're children. It's not like they're feeling it. It's like being forced.
No, it's not like yeah, they lose them as adults and they miss them. There's no like phantom pain.
Yeah,
it's
they're
like,
just
you didn't
lobsters.
Need them. Mm-hmm. So here, it's the ones that you actually use.
Can you mm-hmm. believe the audacity of these people to still commit suicide? Or try to. They got caught in our circus nets.
That, to me, yes.
Trapeze nets that we put outside.
That, to me, the suicide attempt is like the just hubris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob.
You're so important. Yeah. Rob hubris.
Rob hubris.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow. Baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.